We saw the Gemara yesterday on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. But the Gemara says that the members of the Bezin have to know all the different languages. What's the problem of Yishmo Mipi HaMeturgamon? Rashi writes, the last line of Rashi on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, it'll be an issue of Eid Mipi Eid. Rashi, you get the impression as if it's only an issue. There's a Mishneh Makas. The Mishneh Makas is beferish that the Bezin has to understand the language. It's not acceptable if it's Mipi HaMeturgam. So for Rashi, he had the impression it's only an issue on Kabbalah Seydus, that Kabbalah Seydus has to be direct. If the Bezin doesn't understand the language and the Meturgam is going to translate, that's not a good Kabbalah Seydus. What if there are no Edim? What if it's the Balei Dinim are presenting the case? Reuven and Shimon, they both speak Russian, and the rabbi doesn't understand a word of Russian. So he has another Russian Jew who's going to tell him what Reuven said and what Shimon said. Is that valid, or do you say no? The Yishma Piyam Pturgamon even applies to the tainus of the Balei Dinim. So the same Gemara appears, the Yishma Piyam Pturgamon appears in Menachos, it says it on the side. Menachos Daf, what does it say? Samachay. So Rashi there, Menachos writes, because we're concerned the Meturgamon may misrepresent the Tainus. The Tainus that's already not on the Eidim, that's on the Balei Dinim. So Rashi seems to have understood. There's a, on that Mishnah in Makkos, on the Vavim Reis, I think, when it says, Shalei Yishmon Piyam Meturgamon, so the Ritvo has two Shitas. Does it only go on Edim, or does it even go on the Tainus of the Balei Dinim? So some Rishonim hold, it only goes on Edim. It's only a din. There's no problem if we're not choshed that someone's going to misrepresent what the Balei Dinim is. So Ronam Nemon, so he'll say over. And the others hold no, that the Bezin has to be able to understand directly the Tainus, and I've got to say, so it applies both to Tainus of the Balei Dinim. It's not really a steer in Rashi. It's both correct. It's a din in Edim and it's a din in Balei Dinim. They both, the Bezin has to understand directly. Yeah. But in Rishonim, it's a machlokes. The Gemara there in Makkos tells a story, I think, about Rava. Two people came to Rava. And the Pashup Shat is, it sounds like it was a din Torah. Pashup Shat, two people came for a din Torah. And Rava didn't understand their language, so he said he can't adjudicate the case. Where is the Gemara? I know here, three lines from the bottom of Vavam Beis. The Mishnah is in Makkos, Vavam Beis. The end of the first parak is Zayin Amud Aleph. So this is the last Amud Beis and the first parak in Makkos. So the Mishnah says, Shalishman Piyam Meturgam. So the Gemara tells a story. Hano lo aze. They only spoke a foreign language. To osilakame de Rava. So the Ritva says, it sounds like they were Balei Dinim. Reuven and Shimon came, Balei Dinim. Uki Rava Turgamon Beinayu. So then the Gemara says, Rava appointed him a Turgamon. Mari says, but it's against the din. Vechi Adhachi Vatanah Mishnah says, Shalai Tehesh Sanhen Shemas Mipiyam a Turgamon. Everything Mari, Rava understood the language, but it wasn't sufficiently proficient in the language, and he should be able to interrogate them. He didn't know how to speak the language. So he had a Meturgamon that the Meturgam should be able to ask the questions, but he understood the Meturgamon, he understood them, he understood the language. So the Ritva says, the simple pshat in the story is that they were Balei Dinim, Hanolo Azi Balei Dinim. So how could there be Rishonim? He says, Yesh Min Miktas Mirabaseinu, the Ritva quotes there on Vavam and Beis, some of the Balei Atesu, some of the Rishonim held, that it's only a din and Edim, it doesn't apply to the Balei Dinim. So okay, so they'll learn, Hanolo Azi were Edim. It's not Mukhech in the Gemara. From the story, whether there were two Edim or the two Balei Dinim. So Bikitza, it's Machlekes HaRishonim. But in Rashi, it's not a stira. They're both correct. Then the Gemara says on the last line, Amar Rav Yudah Marave Meshivim Sanhedrin Ala Mishi Adel Taris Hasheretz Min HaTorah. So the Rabbein Tam asked the famous kasha. It's a pilpul shel hevel. The Chumash says that a sheretz is metamei d'shmoinu shrotzim, metamei b'moisim. So what do you mean he has a kal v'chomer to be metayer as a sheretz? That's a dvar b'teilim. That's mental gymnastics, but it's not ois gehalten. Why should you need a sharp person who knows how to drei a cup? So Rabbi Tam says no. The dina is that a nivlas behema is metamei b'mago u'b'masa. Maga means if I'm not wearing gloves, let's say I pick up a package of meat in the AMP, so that's nevela, but it's wrapped up. Or if I'm wearing gloves, so there's no maga, but if I pick it up, so that's masa. So nivlas behema metame b'maga b'masa. A dead sheretz, that's if it's a behema achaya. So nivlas behema metame b'maga b'masa. A dead body is metame, a human body is metame b'maga b'masa uba ohel. Tami ba'ohel also. That's a machlokes hatanoim, where the mesei yakama matami ba'ohel are only b'maga b'masa, and a machlokes tesis and the Rambam had a paskin. Tesis and the end of Mitzia thinks we should paskin yochid v'rab and malachi k'rab. A machlokes between Rabbi Shimon ba'yichoy and the Chachamim. So you should paskin like the Chachamim, that mesei yakama matami ba'ohel. And the Rambam paskin is like Rabbi Shimon ba'yichoy. He holds that there are gemoris like that, that the psak is like Rabbi Shimon, that mesei yakama are only matami b'maga b'masa. It's not metami ba'ohel. So that's niblas behema v'chay is metami b'mago u'b'masa. A mace adam, you call this a nevela, we call that a mace. The nevela is only metami tumas erev. You go to mikveh the same day, have harish hamish, then it's all over. A mace is metami tumas shiva, you have to have 7 days. And it's metami ba'ohel. And nevela is only metami b'mago u'b'masa. So that's why we coined two different terms. Behema v'chaya, we call it nevela, and Adam is also nevela, but we call it mace, because the dinim are different. And then a dead sheretz, the shmona shrotz, ma'amur mator, there are 8 rodents that are singled out by the chumash atzov. I already forgot all the shmona shrotz. So the shmona shrotz, ma'amatame, only b'maga, not b'masa. So that's what the Rabbein Tam says. The kal v'chomer here is to be metahir the sheretz correctly. That is only metame b'maka, not metame b'mas. That's a Rabbi Natan read the Gemara. But Derech Agav, when Tesis is discussing this Kal V'chomer, whether it's valid or not, so Tosis diverts your attention a little bit, and they speak about Nivla Seif Tohar. That is betami. What's a din on nevela seif tohar? Let's say you have a chicken. A chicken is a kosher bird. So let's say you have an eagle, is a non-kosher bird. The Mishnah, the Chumash, lists off all the non-kosher birds. The Gemara says, apparently, the Gemara Chulin says, an illetrafis, apparently, most of the types, there are hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of different meaning in birds. So the only ones that are not kosher are those listed by the Chumash. So the Gemara says, whoever knows all the birds in the world, he knows those listed in the Chumash. I don't think anybody alive today knows for sure what the birds in the Chumash are. So whoever knows that this particular bird that you have is not one of those on the list, so it's kosher. And the Mishnah in Chulin gives you the simonim. How can you tell? By checking the simonim, how can you tell? So the Mishnah gives you the simonim. It's a long sugya, a famous sugya of Nesher, in the end of Perikei L'Treifus. Long Balamar there, Balamar quotes from his Rabbeim, famous sugya, complicated sugya of Nesher. What are the simonim to determine that a bird is kosher? So let's say an eagle, the American eagle is not a kosher bird. So let's say you have a dead eagle. So a dead eagle is not metame, but magam, masa, bohel, nothing. There's no tumah at all. What if you have a dead chicken? A chicken didn't have a proper shechita. Or if a goy shechts it, the shechita zakum is nevela. So if you have a kosher bird, a duck, a chicken, and it didn't have a proper shechita, so if it's nivla seif tohar, it's metame, but not b'maga, and not b'masa, it's on a metame b'beis havliya, when you swallow it. So that's a quirk of a halacha. When you swallow it, that's maga beis hastorim. What kind of it is that? That's the halacha, that if you touch it, you touch the nivla seif tohar, you pick up the package in the AMP of chicken, It's not metame b'masa. You touch it with your own hand without any packaging. Not metame b'maga. Not metame b'maga. Not metame b'masa. When you swallow it, when it's in the beis avliya dafke, when it's in the beis avliya, then it's metame. So what kind of a din is that? So Rav Chaim has a famous essay in a sefer on the Rambam that there's a Rambam that's against the Gemara. How did the Rambam paskin against the Gemara? So he relied on the Sifro. So Rav Chaim says it's a machloikas hatanoim. The Gemara goes with one tana, the Rambam goes with the other tana. It's a fundamental machloikas hatanoim. What's the nature of the din of Nivla Seif Tohar mitame bebeis abliya? Is it mitame? The maisa achila is mitame. So if you swallow a little bit now, a little bit later, a little bit later, if it's all terch de achilas pras from the beginning to the end, so then you did an achila. So the achila is mitzarev. Or should you say no, that it's not the maisa achila and the beis abliya, it's maga. It's an exception to the rule that usually maga beis astorim is not metame, and inside of the mouth is the it's worse than beis astorim, it's bolua. Let's say if I have a dove tummy in my mouth, so let's say a person is tummy, puts his finger in my mouth and he touches my mouth and the inside. So maga in the beis astorim is not metame. Masa in the beis astorim is metame. Let's say I have a kazayis nivela, nivlas behema v'chaya. So nivlas behema v'chaya is metame b'maga u'b'masa. A sheretz is only metame b'maga, not metame b'masa. So let's say I have, and what's the shear for sheretz? The shear for sheretz is kadasha. The shear for nivela is kazayis. The shear for mesadim is kazayis. But the shear for the shmoneh shvatzim, the Mishnais have the shear is kadasha, which is much smaller than a kazayis. So let's say I have a kadasha of a sheretz in my mouth. So maga beis astorim is not metame, and a sheretz is not metame b'masa. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam claims over here. He has a sifro. Tosfos not so sifro exists, but the Rabbeinu Tam claims that he had a girsa that there is such a sifro that the shmoneh shvatzim are metame b'maga, not metame b'masa. What if you have a kazayis from a nivlas behema v'chaya in your mouth? So the din is it's not metame b'maga, but it is metame b'masa. Maga beis hastorim doesn't count, but masa does count. It is metame b'masa. But over here, nivlas seif tohar is not metame when it's in your mouth. Only metame when it's in your throat, you're about to swallow. The beis abliya is bolua. That's more than beis hastorim. Beis hastorim is anything inside the mouth is beis hastorim. So the din is, you don't have to open your mouth when you're toifel in the mikveh. You don't require bias mayim, but you need roil at bias mayim. If you have a chatzitz in between the teeth, the Gemara in Kiddushin, the first parak, tells a story. Amsa de Be'rebi. Did someone ask a question? Oh. So the Gemara says, Amsa de Be'rebi once went to mikveh, and after she came out of the mikveh, she realized she had a bone of a chicken bone stuck in between her teeth. So that's a miyuta makbid. So the Gemara says, the Rebbe told her she has to be toivel on the mikveh again. What's the problem of chatzitza? But you don't have to open your mouth. You don't have to open your eyes when you're toivel in the mikveh. You don't require bias mayim in the beis hastorim. So the Gemara says, even though you don't require the, but you need roi le bias mayim. Kol roi le bilan bilan me'akevizbay. Kol she'en roi le bilan bilan me'akevizbay. It's a big question whether that din, chatzitz and beis hastorim, if you have something stuck on the teeth or some stitches in the mouth, is that a din deraisa, a din derabbanan? Tosfos insists that it's a din deraisa, and they find it very difficult to justify. How could it be a din deraisa? Because kol she'en roi l'bil l'bil me'akevizbay only makes sense, Tosfos argues, only makes sense. Where is that din of bila? When you bring a mincha to the beis hamikdash, you have to mincha b'lola b'shemen. You pour in shemen, then you have to be boilo the shemen. So the Gemara says, if loy bolal is also kosher. You pour it in the shemen, but you didn't stir it, it's also good. What if you have samach alaf esronim of flour, b'kli echod, he wants to give such a gigantic mincha, you have to give a minimum one esronim. You can give two esronim, 60 esronim. What if you want to give 61 esronim? You can't bring 61 esronim and one kli, because it'll be impossible to do the belila. So the Gemara says, so what? That's a Mishnah. He can't bring samach aleph. So the Gemara says, so what? But the other Mishnah says, beferish, loy bolal is kosher. So Rav Zeira gives the answer, if it's roi labila, if it's 60 asraim or less, and physically you would have been able to do the belila, so even though you didn't do the belila, ain't a belila mi'akevizba. But if it's samach aleph asraim, physically the keli is not big enough to stir. If you can stir, part of the flour is going to fall over. So since it's not roi lebila at all, kol she'en roi lebila, we call it blila, mincha blula b'shem, and the Gemara calls it bila, beis yud lamed hei. Same thing. If zayin roi lebila, then bila me'akev is boy. Why? Because lechatchili is supposed to do the blila. The mitzvah b'shlei musa is the solace with the shemen, with the blila, everything all together. He did a mitzvah shalom b'shlei musa, so, but yeah, but you get partial credit. But if it's so incomplete, the mitzvah was so much incomplete, not only you didn't do b'lila, you couldn't have even done b'lila if you would have tried to, because it's going to spill over. Then it's too, that's considered too incomplete. Anyway, b'lila, b'lila, ma'akev is b'lila. So the whole idea of kol she'en roi lebila only makes sense. That's what Tosfos argues. If there's a lechatchila that you have to do like that, if you don't even need a lechatchila, so why should you have a din of kol she'en roi lebila, b'lila, ma'akev is b'lila? That's the famous Shagasari has like that. There's a machlokes in the Rishonim. Rashi and Tosfos in Sukkah. The Gemara says Shemei Koena. Gemara says if someone says Kiddush and I said Amen, Kol Koena Amen, Kilo Hoytzi Bracha Mipiv Dami. That's the Gemara at the end of Shavuos. What if someone said Kiddush and Abdullah and I didn't say Amen? So the Gemara says Shemei Koena. Whoever paid attention to the bracha from the beginning to the end, even if he didn't answer Amen, Shemei Koena. What if I'm in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei and someone said Asher Yotzar? I have to say Asher Yotzar also. But I'm in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, I can't say. I went to the bathroom before I davened. Then in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, I pause for a moment, I listen to someone else, and I don't say Amen. So that's a machlokes harishonim. So Rashi and Tosfos say that you say Shemoneh Koina even if you're, they quote from the Halachas Gedolos, you say Shemoneh Koina even if you're in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, and you're unable to say Amen. You're not allowed to say Amen. You're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei to say Amen to a different bracha. So you still say it like that. And the Ran on Sukkah, and that Gemara, Daf Lamed Ches on the base, where the Rashi and the Tosfos appear, the Ran quotes those who disagree, and the Shagasai quotes it from the Shibboleth Halakhot. The Ran doesn't quote Shibboleth Halakhot, he just quotes it that there are those who disagree. How can you say Shamei Koina? When do you say Shamei Koina? If he could have answered Amen, but if he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, he couldn't even answer Amen if he wanted to. So then you can't say Shamei Koina. So the Shagasai raises the issue. Shamei Koina is a good din lechatchila. What's so incomplete over here? There's a mitzvah to say Amen all the time. Whenever a person says a bracha, everyone should say Amen. But you say, Chatchila, the mitzvah b'shlei Musa is, I should say my own Kiddush. I should say my own bracha. Chatchila shouldn't be yotze for someone else's bracha. Why not? Shemei Koina is perfectly good Chatchila. So that's the Shagasari has this time. He thinks that Kol She'en Roi Lebila, Bili Me'akevis Bei only applies if the mitzvah was done in an incomplete fashion. You didn't do it bishlemusa. You should have done blila, and you didn't do blila. So then, but yevad loybala les kosher. But if not only you didn't do blila, but you couldn't have even done it if you would have tried to, because it's going to spill over the edges. Sam machalaf esrei mekliachot. That's too much incomplete. Too much incomplete. So you're not yet. But it doesn't apply in a case where there's nothing missing at all. Just because the normal case is when you're talking, even if you're not able to talk, you should still say shamei koina. So Tosfos raises the issue. The Tosfos in Nida, the end of Nida, raises the issue. How can it be a din d'oraisa? It don't even need lechatchila to open your mouth. You don't need bias maim at all. So how can it be a din lechatchila d'oraisa? How can it be a din d'oraisa that if the inside of the mouth is not royal bias maim, because there's a chatzitz in between the teeth, so the whole tefillah in the mikveh is no good. The Tosfos says it's a gzeiras hakosef. Tosfos thinks that it's a din d'oraisa. In Shulchan Aruch they quote. The Tan quotes the Ritva and Kiddushin, the end in the first parak. The Ritva thinks that it's only a din in the Rabbanim. A lot of the poskim have adopted that Ritva. They think that the Ritva is more mistaber than Tosfos, that the whole din of chatzitza and beis hastarim is only in the Rabbanim. And then they add on, how much of a chatzitza is there? The person has something stuck in between the teeth, it's only a miut. So a miut ha-makbid is only in the Rabbanim. So to begin with, when you talk about a chatzitza inside the mouth, it's already to begin with a double the Rabbanon. It's a trade the Rabbanon. chatzitz and the base of Hastarim is only the Rabbana to begin with, according to the Ritva. Tosfos says beferish not, so according to the Ritva. And a lot of Achrenim think that the Ritva makes more sense, because Tosfos themselves are grappling with this. You don't even need lachatchila to open the mouth. So why should it be? There's nothing missing lachatchila here. So what do you mean? Ain't a right to be as mine, but you don't need be as mine over here. So why should there be such a din of kol she'ain a right to be? So a lot of Achrenim, from the last 100 years, they have a tendency to be mekel whenever there's any room to be mekel. They say, well, to begin with, it's a double derabban, because only a chatzitz and beis hastarim, and it's only a miut, it's not a rubai. Yeah. So the Gemara has a din. How do we get involved over here? So the Gemara has a din that there's no maga in the mouth. There's no maga, but there is tumas masa. So if I have a kadasha of a dead sheretz in my mouth, sheretz according to the rabbin and tamas only mitame maga, not mitame mas. Maga beis hastarim is not tummy, so I'm tohar. But if I have a kazayis from a nevela of nivlas behema b'chaya, so nevela is matame b'maga u'b'masa. So true, maga beis hastarim doesn't count. But masa, the fact that it's in my mouth and my body is supporting it, I'm holding it up in my mouth. So that's masa beis hastarim. But then in Shulchan Aruch they point out, Rabbi Kivege points this out, this accepted lalacha, that a chatzitza in the beis hastarim is a problem, either a problem that arises, a problem that rabbanon. But a chatzitza in balua, that's not a problem at all. Rabbi Kivege says like this: let's say a man or woman, whoever, someone goes to the mikveh and have a stuffed nose. So if the stuffed nose, if the mucus is in the outer part of the nostrils, that's called beis hastarim. So chatzitza and beis hastarim poses a problem. But if it's the top part of the nostril, where you can't even, the finger doesn't even reach so high, that's called balua. So chatzitza and balua doesn't pose a problem at all. Let's say a person has some electrical appliance they put inside a pacemaker or something, put it inside and they sewed them up. So that's not a chatzitza, that's in balua. Balua is not a chatzitza at all. If it'll be on the outside of the body, then it may be a chatzitza deraisa if it's on the outside. Or if it's inside the mouth, then it's a chatzitza and beis hastarim. That'll be a machlekes tesis and the ritva, whether that's the rice or the rabbana. But a chatzitza bebalua is bechlal not a problem at all. So if something is balua, so there's no tumas maga, there's no tumas masa. Rashi writes on the Gemara Nida, when the Gemara says balua, there's no maga, there's no masa, balua is kemisha eino. But beis hastarim is not kemisha eino, beis hastarim is a miut, it's not maga. How do you know that beis hastarim, maga beis hastarim doesn't count? Because the pasuk says, if the zav touches someone, the chiyika hazav batohar, if the zav touches it on the tohar, the yodav lo shotav b'mayim, and he didn't wash his hands. So Gemara said, what do you mean? If he washes his hands, the hands become tohar. You have to be tohar the whole body in the mikveh. What does that help? Yodav lo shotav b'mayim. So the Gemara says, one Gemara says that it's a remez l'netilas yadayim, that the Rebbeinu Shlom was merames, that he wants the Bezdin to make a din with the Rabbanan of the Tilas Adayim, that there should be an institution of Tumas Adayim, the Adayim alone the Tumah, the rest of the body is Tumah. Okay, so that's a remez l'Tilas Adayim. Does it have any significance on the level of the Raisa that the Pasuk says, V'yodav lo shatav b'amai? So the Gemara says, yes, Ma'yodav mi'i baroi, of kol mi'i baroi, that Chiyiga hazab batohor, that Zav is mentame b'maga, if he touches someone, but he has to touch the yodav. Let's say he touches the other person. The other person puts his hand on the zav. The other person touches the inside of my mouth with his finger. So a maga beis hastarim is not metame. A maga beis hastarim means if the adam tohor touches the beis hastarim of the zav, or the zav touches the beis hastarim of the other person. Maga doesn't count in the beis hastarim. So it's learned out from this phrase in the pasuk. And it means, and he wasn't toivel in the mikveh. If he's toivel in the mikveh, then he's not tummy anymore. If he wasn't toivel, so why does the Chumash say the yodav lo shatav b'mayim? It shouldn't say the veloi tovel b'mayim. My yodav ibaroi, I've called me ibaroi. That the pasuk is talking about bias mayim, being toivel in the mikveh. So the pasuk teaches us all three dinim. Maga beis hastarim doesn't count. If I touch the Adam Tohar in his Beis HaStorm, Adam Tohar touches the Beis HaStorm of the Zav, or you don't need Bias Mayim in the Beis HaStorm. Because the Pasuk starts off, goes on Mago, then it says, V'yodah lo shatav b'mayim, shatav goes on being Tevel in a mikveh. So you'd say, Mayoda mi bara, you call me bara. You don't need bias maim in the inside part of the body. So beis hastorim is kemisha yeshno. If you have something in beis hastorim, it's not kemisha yeshno. It's this might. You don't need bias maim in, and the maga doesn't count. But if you have a kazais nevela from a bima or a chaya that's metame bimaksa, it will be metame bimasa. But if it's in balua, then the Gemara says balua. Rashi says on the Gemara, balua is not even metame bimasa, because balua is kemisha eino. So here we have this. Here we have this. Walk within. So yotzim in aklal nivla soif tohor. Nivla soif tame is not metame at all. Nivla soif tohor is not metame bimaga, not metame bimasa. Only metame the base ablia. When you're swallowing it, what kind of a din is that? So Rav Chaim points out that it seems to be a machlokes hatanoim, and the Rambam adopted the position of the Sifro against the Gemara, and the machlokes being, is it the maisa achila is metame? So if you eat a little bit now, a little bit later, a little bit later, turke de achila's pras, you did an achila on the niblos of tohar, it'll be metame the person, or should I say no? It's a tumas maga, it's a quirk of a tumas maga. That it's not metame in the ibaroi, it's only metame in the beis ablia. But that's the nature of it. So Rabbi Yosef Engel has the same as Rab Chaim in his Sefer Asman Deraisa. And then he says, and the Tesis here has a third version. It's neither achila nor maga beis astor. Tesis writes a lotion, shemetame bemasa be beis ablia. Tame bemasa beis ablia is a big chiddush. The normal way to say is that there are two tzdot into the hakira, is metame b'achila. So it's mitztok the achilas pras on that. And the other version is metame maga beis astor. So it has to be maga beis astor. Let's say I'll have a kazayis nevela, it'll be wrapped, nivela seif tohor, and it'll be wrapped up in a piece of paper that's not roi l'achila. So there's no maga. But there is masa. So Tosis seems to be defined, this is a misprinted Tosis. But the way it says, I didn't check in the Tosis V'arosh. But the way it says in the Tosfos that it's masa, beis ablia. So even if the gezayis of the nivla seif tohor will be wrapped up, korcha besiv, on the end of Pesachim says, if you wrapped it up in something that's not roi l'achila, let's say you have meat that's wrapped up in vegetables, and you eat it the way it is, so that's called achila on the what's the thing around on the outside?
The wrap.
On the vegetable. It's an achila on the vegetable. That's achila on the flesh inside. Let's say you have a wrap and you have chicken or you have tuna fish in the wrap. And I eat it in such a way that the tuna fish or the chicken doesn't touch my throat. The whole thing goes down. But the wrap is roi l'achila and the tuna fish inside is roi l'achila. So it's an achila on everything. But the Gemara says, korcha b'siv, if you wrap it in a piece of paper, it's not roi l'achila. So then it's not called a ma'as achila on what's inside. So that's the shaila. What if you'll swallow a kazayis nivla seif tohor and it's korcha besiv? So if it's achila that's metame, it's korcha besiv, there's no achila. And if it's maga that's metame, there's no maga. So according to Tutzdodim of Rab Chaim, he claims that's the machlok of Satanim, there's no tumah. But the way Tosis presents it, that it's masa beis abliya. Beis abliya usually not metame, not be maga, not be masa. Whatever is balu as kemisha eino. But Tosis claims over here, it's clearly an exception to the rule. The only question is, which rule is an exception to the rule? An exception to the maga, exception to the masa? So that's a third sheet that doesn't appear. Rabbi Yosef Engel said, it doesn't appear anywhere else. Just over here, this chiddush in Tosis.
Doesn't the Gemara think that a fetus should be chotzeitz?
Doesn't the Gemara say what?
That a baby, if someone's pregnant, should that be a chotzeitz?
That an uber should be chotzeitz.
He's asking, doesn't the Gemara say that
doesn't have a havamina
that a baby inside of a mother's belly should be a chatzitza?
Yeah.
So go on.
The mother's body should be a chatzitza for the baby. Yeah. Oh,
not the other way around. The baby's not a chatzitza for the mother.
No. The Gemara asked the question. Mulberish and his gaira. The Gemara Yevama saying chesam and aleph. Mulberish and his gaira. A non-Jewish woman is pregnant, and the bet knows it, the yeska, are you pregnant? So she says yes. So when she's tevil in the mikveh, the tefillah's all are both for her and for the baby. When the baby will be born, he won't have to be tevil in the mikveh.
Why isn't the baby a chatzitza for the mother? Why not?
Probably bolua. Balua, there's no chatzitzis. But Balua, there's no chatzitzis. But the Gemara says the mother's body should be considered a chatzitza kuloi, even though it's eino makbid. The baby is not unhappy. The baby's very happy. He's inside the mother's body. But it's kuloi, so you don't need makbid. Menatar, if you have a chatzitza on part of the body, so it's only chatzitza if it's ruboy or makbid. But if it's kuloi, then the Gemara said you don't even need makbid. So the Gemara says over here, it should be kuloi. The water of the mikveh doesn't touch any part of the baby at all. So the Gemara says, Hainu Revise, that's not considered a chatzitza. No, but it was never a question that it should be a chatzitza on the mother. I don't think so. The whole question only was, let it be a chatzitza on the baby. So that's, the rest of the Tosfos is not so significant, but that line is very striking. That's Rabbi Yosef Engel points out in his Sefer Asman Deraisa. Yeah. Yesterday we mentioned this Gemara. Let's review again. The Gemara says Shalayishma Mepiha Meturgeman. Yeah, the Bezna has to hear directly from the Edim or from the Baladinim. The Rambam is Beferish also like the Rashi and Menachas. The Rambam never quoted the Mishnah in Makkas Davom. The Rambam never quoted Shalayishma Mepiha Meturgeman by Edim. He only quotes it by the Baladinim. But the Pasha, he's not going to disagree with the Mishnah. It certainly applies to the Edim and to the Baladinim. The Ritva and Makkas Davom and Bez quoted one opinion, only applies to Edom, doesn't apply to the Baladin. So how much of the Bezin do you need for Kabbalah Seder of Din Nefashah? So we ran through yesterday, the Machlegs, Rav Sadi going in the Ramban, Rav Sadi going interprets and translates in Pasuk. Al Pishnayim Edom, Al Pishlosha Edom, I don't know how we translate, Al Pishlosha means Shlosha Dayon, that even Kabbalah Seder of Din Nefashah is sufficient with a Bezin of 3, there's no need for a Bezin of 23. And the Ramban disagrees. He says, no, whatever bezin you need, that's a question. Would the Ramban say the same for Melech and Kohen Gadol? That since you need 71, so you would need 71 for the Kabbalah Seder also? That Tosfos of Menachah says like that? That all the 71 members of the Sanhedrin have to know all the languages. If you have a case of Kohen Gadol, a case of Navi Asheker, and you need 71 to give up socks, they need 71 for the Kabbalah Seder. There's room, one can dig it with the Tosfos. You can hold like the Ramban and say, the Ramban didn't mean to say that you need the same number of Dayanim for the Kabbalah Seder that you need for the Gemar Din. It could be that he just meant to say that Kabbalah Seder of Nefashas requires 23, even if it's a Kohen Gadol case. The 23 would be Mekabalaters, then tell the others what the Edom said. That's already Kabbalah Seder. There won't be a problem of Eid Mipiei. Eid Mipiei, Tosfos writes in Ksubas Daf Chof and Aleph. There's a famous line in Tosfos, famous because Rabbi Chana Vassman made it famous. Rabbi Chana Vassman has a sefer on Yevamos. It's called Kovetz Haaretz. He has a long essay on this Tosfos, and the Tosfos is in Ksubas Daf Chof and Aleph, going over to Amud Beis. But Tosfos has a lot to say about the institution of Shtar. How does Shtar jive with the Din of Piksovim? Piksovim is no good, and Shtar is good. So how do you? How do you decide when it's no good and when is it? The Tosfos has one line. Eid Mipiei, Tosfos says, is only a problem if the first day testified chutz lebezin. So the din of kivin shehigid shuv rechoz ve'magid doesn't apply. It's not kivin shehigid. Hagodah says it's only if he gives the Hagodah bifnei bezin. But if the first Eidim gave the Hagodah bifnei bezin and the Eidus was niskablo, so anyone in the Bezin can tell over this story to another Bezin later on. That's Eid Mipi Eid is good. Eid Mipi nothing is no good. If the first Eid said Chutz LeBezin, that's garnished. The Din of Kim Shigin Shuvin Chayz Mag doesn't apply. It's not Higin. Hagoda has to be Bifnei Bezin. By Eid Echanem and Bisurim, the Din is that you don't need Bifnei Bezin. I come home, wife gives me supper. She tells me that it's kosher food. So Eid Echad is Nem and Bisurim, even Chutz LeBezin. So that's why there's no problem of Eid Mipi Eid. By kashrus, because the first day echod, the shoychet tells the people in the slaughterhouse that this is kosher. Then the people at the end of the line tell the delivery man that this is kosher. Then the delivery man tells the shopkeeper that this is kosher. And then the shopkeeper tells my wife that it's kosher. My wife tells me it's eid mipi eid mipi eid mipi eid. That's good. What's wrong? Eid mipi eid is good. Eid mipi eid is no good by mamas and the fashions because you need kapot to say this bifnei business. So it's eid mipi nothing. Because when he gives Haggadah Chutz LeBezin, it's nothing. It's not acceptable. But if the two Edim, if Edim give Haggadah Seidus and Mamas and Nefashas Bifnei Bezdin, then the Edus is Chal, then the members of the Bezdin can say it all. That's what Tosfos says. Rabbi Chanan Basim quotes, not all the Rishonim agree. He quotes a Shittim Kobetzes, Dingsach with Taisis, but that's what Taisis says. Very mistabedik of word. So the Taisis in Menachas is not some Bukhruk. The Taisis says that by a case, Taisis says by Yerni Dachas is not problematic. Because we know the Kabbalah said this was not Bifnei Bezna Shalai Nalaf. That we spoke about that, the difficulty with the Taisis. But let's say by case of Nabi Asheker and Kohen Gadol and Melech, and that you need 71 to judge the case. So do you need 71 for Kabbalah Seder? Maybe the din is, maybe the Ramban only said you need 23 for Kabbalah Seder, because Kabbalah Seder of Din and Nefashis is like a chelik of the Masa Matan. Maybe you only need 71 for the Gmar Din. Maybe you don't need 71 for the Kabbalah Seder. Tosfos says not so. Tosfos says, so there are three opinions. Let's say when you have a case of Din and Nefashis of Nabi Asheker or a Melech of the Kohen Gadol, so Rav Sadia Gaon says Kabbalah Seder Bishloisha is good enough. There's room to argue with Rav Sadia Gaon like the Ramban and say you need 23, but you don't need 71. And the Tosfos of Menachos says, but you do need 71. You need whatever you need for the Gemara Din, that's what you need for the Kabbalah Seder. So the according to Rav Sadia Gaon, all you need are three members of the Bez Nagorle, three members of the Sanhedrin Tana, three members of the Sanhedrin Doilo should understand all the languages. So that's how he reads the Gemara. You have to have Shnaim Ladaba Vechad Ushmoya. You have to have two who know all the languages and two who know all the languages, they can speak all the languages also. And one can understand. You don't need all the 23 should understand. It's good enough. Kabbalah says this for Din and Nefashis. It's good enough with a Bezna of three. Even for Din and Nefashis. Even for any Dachas. Kabbalah says this is always good. It's like Rav Sadia Gaon. What if you hold like the Ramban? So you can't say that pshat like Rashi said. So what does it mean? Shnaim ladav v'echad l'shma. The Ramban says you need all 23 members of the Sanhedrin. Have to understand all the Shivim Lashon to be able to be Mekabalatis. Okay, you can't have a Kabbalah say this with three. So the Chedush Aran offered an alternate pshat, not like Rashi, which the Ramban will have to learn. Shnaim ladav v'echad l'shma means a different thing. This is the local Sanhedrin. That's here in New York City they have courts. So there's a court where the judge only discusses marriage courts, divorces, and joint. There's a court where they talk about dinim amanus. There's a court where they talk about criminals, about putting them in jail, different kinds of courts. So let's say you have a bezin of 23. They don't judge on dinim Torah and dinim amanus. They don't judge on yerushas. They only do dinim nefashas. So they have to know all the hilchas retzeach. They have to know Sanhedrin. Hilchas Ratzeach, Hilchas Mechashev, Hilchas Baal Eishes Ish, you have to know that. Then they have to know how the Sanhedrin is supposed to function. What do they have to know about Metzia for? They don't get any Schiris Poilam cases, they don't get any Yerusha cases. That's not what they're going to be done on. In order to get Smicha in the first place, they had to be Roy L'chol Adorim. But let's say they only have Smicha, but they get the Din in the Foshas. So that's what the Chedush Aran says. Fine, you can have a Sanhedrin of 23. Their expertise is Masecha Sanhedrin. They know how to be done. But they have to have at least Shnaim Ladav Avechad Ushmaya, the talk and learning and Kol HaTorah Kulo. Because sometimes you do need a Tzushta. Sometimes you have to pask on a Shaila and Din Nefashis based on a Tzushta from Bris Mila. Based on, you have to know what's Talmudic logic. So you'll give a Mashal from a Hilchas Kilayim, or a Mashal from a Hilchas Yerideya, from a Hilchas Bitl Berei. So you have to have Shnaim, the Daber, two can carry on a conversation and call out Tarakula, Bechad Ushmaya, one has to be able to follow such a conversation. And the other 20 don't have to be such Bikim, they don't have to know call out Tarakula. So it's a totally different shot. If you hold that the Kabbalah Seder of Nefashis needs all 23 members, you can't learn like Rashi. That's only Rav Sadia Gaon learns like Rashi. You have to learn the alternate shot.
The Tosfos we just said, Ksuvis. Tosfos said that Adim PA is only a problem if the first set of Adim are not in Basin.
Right.
Correct? So what's wrong with the Meturgamon then, according to Tosfos?
They don't know if the Meturgamon is... The two Adim gave Hagodah Seder in Russian. The Bezin never accepted them. The Meturgamon is a Yochid. He's not a Bezin. If you would have a Bezin of three Russians, then the Mekabalatis... So that's Kabbalah Seder. So then the Bezin of the three Russian-speaking individuals would be able to tell over the Bezin. what the Yadim told them. But if you just have the Meturgamon who understands Russian, he's not a Bezin. And the Bezin didn't understand what the Yadim said.
But he's not considered an aid for aid me p'aid?
He's an aid me p'aid. Aid me p'aid nothing. Because the first Yadim spoke in Russian, and the Bezin was never Mekabel their Yadis.
So even if they're in Bezin, technically, the Bezin has to be Mekabel.
They have to be Mekabel. If they don't understand, they can't be Mekabel. Yeah, I think so. Then the Gemara goes through.
What if you had like a shtar that was in a foreign language? That also, would you be able to get a translator?
A shtar in a foreign language? Is there a problem? Would you, let's say someone writes a shtar in Russian, so that when you bring it to a base in America?
If you write a shtar in Russian.
And you bring it to a base in America.
Yeah.
So the base in is not understanding the shtar, they're only understanding a translation of the shtar.
Yeah.
So would that be a problem?
You're going to have a problem. So you have to have three Russians, three religious Russians, who'll constitute a Bezin, and they'll tell us what it says. Okay. I remember once a woman came to my father. She said she was previously married, and she wanted to remarry. So my father asked her, do you have a p'tur? So she produced a p'tur that was typed in French from Montreal. The Bezin of Montreal typed her a p'tur in French. My father didn't read French, but my mother read French. So there, the woman is the menace to say. She comes, we don't know who she is. She says, so you see, it is Garashti. So then you have a Pesha Asa Pesha Hiter. So the producing of the Ptur is only the SSAs. But if on the marriage license, it says already that she was previously married, then you don't have the Pesha Asa Pesha Hiter. Pesha Asa is a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. When she went to get the marriage license, who told the government office that she was previously married? She said she was previously married. So is that also a pesha asa pesha hiter? The whole problem is, I looked at the marriage license and it said this is her second marriage. She was previously married. But she's the one who told that to the government office. They don't have records to check. So that's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos that we discussed. The din is, Migul amafreya lo yamrino. If a person has a migu, say, what is a migu? Let's say, I say, you owe me $100. You say, lo lavisi, or you say, paraiti. So that's the most direct tainus p'tur, is you say, lo lavisi, or you say, paraiti. So that's koifer hakos neman. What if you say, kein lavisi, velo paraiti, av nischayavta li kinegdan? Correct. You owe me $100. Well, you say, I smashed into your car and the damages are punked $100. Or you say, correct. You borrowed $100 from me 2 years ago, you never paid back. But yesterday, I borrowed $100 from you. So it's a wash. So the Gemara says, Tataina mochalto, or Tataina nischayavta li kenegdon, that's already a little ungedreit. That's not such a straightforward taina. So that's not called Kofer Hakol. That's only Neman with a Migu that could have been Kofer Hakol. So let's say the fellow first says, I lent you $100. You say, correct. I say, you never paid back. You say, correct. So I say, pay me back the money. I don't owe you the money. And you scream for 25 minutes. And then you say, because, you finally wake up and say, because Machalto, but you didn't say it in the beginning, so that the Rishonim say that's migul amafreya lo yamrino. Migul is only good at the time that you say machalto on eschayavta li kenegdon, which is not neman based on its own 2 feet. Machalto on eschayavta li kenegdon is not such a direct tainas p'tur. It's a little bit ungedreit, reya tainosi, has a little bit of a razor. It's not smooth. To say lo lavisi, to say paraiti, that's called koifer hakol. If he would have said right away, I lent you $100, you never paid back. And you say, that's correct, but I'm not going to pay back because machalto. Okay, so that's tuch kedei dibur. So that's migu. But if I say, I lent you $100, doctor, correct. I said, you never paid back, correct. So pay back. I'm not going to pay back. He gives a whole drasha. Then after, acharik echlos hakol, then he wakes up and he says, the tainas migu. So that's called migul amafreya. Migul amafreya is no good. So what about pesha osa lamafreya? What if the woman says, Eishes ish, she says, Niskarashti. A woman comes to the community, she says, Niskadashti. And then a month later she says, Avon Nisgarashti. So that's a Peshasa Peshehita, but it's not Turkade Dibur. So that's a Machlekes Rashi and Taisvis in the last Perek in Ksubis. So Rashi Shitas are just like Migala Mafreya Layaminon, Peshasa Lamafreya also Layaminon. And Taisvis' opinion is that it's the same. Taisvis' opinion is that just like Migala Mafreya is no good, Peshasa Lamafreya also no good. And that's the way it says in Ebenezer, like Taisvis. And some of the Achrayim in the Pischei Tshuva, quote, some Achrayim think we should pass like Rashi, that even though Bigel and Mafreya is no good, you have to advance the Taina Sandigu at a time that Teuched Edibur, of the time that you would have been able to advance the Taina's Kofar HaKol. But by Peshas or even Peshas and Mafreya would be good. So that case, let's say the woman comes and she says, Niskadashti, Vinizgarashti, I was divorced by the Orthodox Bezdin in Montreal. So if Mikra, then she's Nemenis, a Peshas a Peshehita, then the producing of the Ptur, the document, is only Liyasaseis. So even if the rabbi doesn't read French, if his wife reads him the documents, it's also good. But if the woman, we have first established the woman that she is an Eishes Ish, and if you follow Taisus, that the Peshas and the Mafreya is no good, even though she's the one who gave the information to the license office, she told him she was previously married and she got divorced. So that would be a Peshas and the Mafreya. So then you really need the Ptur to rely on. So then the rabbi has to be able to read the French. If you can't read the French Teugnish, he has to get a bezin of three people, three religious people, to tell him, who know how to read French, will tell him that's what the document says. Yeah. So then the Gemara goes through Lashonis expressions that are quoted in different places in Shas, Rabbi Seinish Abibol, Rabbi Seinish Abaretz Yisrael. These are technical terms. The Miri has a lot like that. The Miri has Chachmei HaTzofatim, and Gdoli HaRabbanim, and Gdoli HaMechabim, and Gdoli HaMasigim. He got that shtick, he got from this piece of Gemara, that the Gemara has in different places in Shas, they use Lashonis like that. So that's what the Miri use such a Lashon also. Most of the people whom the Miri is referring to, we know, I don't think they solved all of them. There's some of the Lashonis, they still don't know whom he's referring to. Okay.
Sometimes different Lashonis mean the same person.
Then the Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim. How many people have to live in a city in order to be able to mechuyev, in order to be mechuyev to appoint Sanhedrin Tana? Okay, Belinetta, we'll have to continue tomorrow. What should we do tomorrow? We should do Chumash or we should do Gemara. I understand the vote was we're going to skip the second parak and we're going to go to the third parak. The people are prepared to start the third parak tomorrow?
Yeah.
They are. Okay, I have to see if I'm prepared. I'm not all there.
That's what I was leading for. I thought the Gemara said Heiner Lise was...